Evan John here at 91.1 WHFC. I'm here with Braden Carpathios. I was going to ask you before we started. Is it hard A or soft A?
Carpathios.
So I was right all year long. Okay, good. So Braden Carpathios here, former Hartford Fighting Owls outfielder that just was officially signed with the San Diego Padres just a couple days ago. And in a couple days here, we'll head out to Arizona to begin his professional career. And Carp, what does that mean to you to hear someone say you're getting ready to start your professional career?
I mean, it's amazing. It's what everyone dreams of as a kid. And fortunately, I got lucky enough to have the opportunity to go do that.
For sure. Now, you played on one of the best Hartford teams we've seen in a while. You guys went 48-9 overall, JUCO World Series. And you guys got through the district tournament relatively unscathed, but the region tournament was a little more of an adventure. You guys took a pretty, you guys kind of got worked the one game. I don't know how else to put it. I think that was the fire ants, right? That worked out pretty good.
No doubt. We knew they were good, right? And we beat them earlier in the season, so we knew that they were gonna come out and do everything they could to beat us, and they did that the first game, but we kind of bear down and realized what we had at stake and realized that we all had to come to play together, and we did that.
Yeah, so when you guys were, you know, done with that game, took that loss, was there a certain kind of conversation that took place in between games, or was it just kind of everybody went about their business as usual?
We did have conversations. I think me personally, we went into it like open-headed, you know, we thought it was going to be a breeze and we are looking towards the World Series and stuff like that. And then I remember he took me and Joe and he took me, Joe, and Trey out of the game, and we all went into the training room and just turned the lights off for a little bit, kind of refocused. It was so hot that day, you probably know that.
Yeah, it was warm out there for sure.
Yeah, and we all went out and we just got the team together and we were like, dude, look, we've been talking about the World Series all this time. If we want to go to it, now's the time to do it. So let's just go do it. We just tried to play our own game, you know, like we did the whole season, not put too much pressure on each other because we all had each other's backs the whole season. So, we came out on top and I played a great game that game.
And then after that, kind of talk me through the game against Flodar. You guys come out, you guys do go down early and now it's kind of getting later in the game. You guys are still down. And you have to ride the team together, find a way to make this thing work. How did that? What was it like in, you know, on the bench with the guys going through that?
I mean, it was great. We weren't down a lot most of the season. You know what I mean? But I mean, the games that we were down, our confidence was never down. You know what I mean? Because we all knew what we were capable of doing, and we kind of just like all brought each other together. We're like, listen, I mean, We were known for home runs the whole year and stuff like that. And we were like, now's not the time to try and put one swing on the ball, put one run on the board. We all just tried to have good at bats. And then obviously Trey Cruz came up big with that with the grand slam. And then from there on out, as soon as that happened, we kind of knew we won the game. You know, we could just tell by the energy, and their energy was down. We were up, so it was a great feeling.
Yeah, it was really cool to be there, be a part of it, just throughout that game, just watch the momentum and kind of the energy just totally flip on its head across the diamond there. It was really cool. But
yeah,
then
that was easily the most fun game I've ever played in.
Oh yeah. So then you guys, of course, take care of business there, and then I guess just kind of talk me through what the whole JUCO World Series experience was like, how you guys went out there, how you were greeted, playing in front of the bigger crowds, you know, just your experience, just, you know, seeing Grand Junction as a whole.
Yeah. And we got down there, the bus ride was pretty annoying back to our hotel. It was like 4.5 hours, but it was really cool. I mean, the scenery was great. We were, going through mountains, rivers, anything you could think of in the mountains and stuff like that. We got there, we obviously took pictures and stuff like that. They greeted us awesome. I mean, we were treated great. We got to our hotel. They had a bunch of signs out for us. It was sweet. Bunch of the guys on the team got to sign autographs. At the end, after we lost our second game, a bunch of us gave a bunch of stuff away, like hats, cleats, and a bunch of stuff like that. So it was an awesome experience, even though it didn't go as planned. The experience alone was mind blowing.
Yeah, For sure. So you're telling me from the field you guys played at to your hotel, 4.5 hours?
No, just the ride back from ride to and from the airport.
I got it. Okay. I thought you were telling me like from the actual field to the hotel.
No, that would have been wild. It was like 10 minutes away.
Okay.
It wasn't bad at all.
Okay. Gotcha. So then, yeah, it's a really good season for you guys as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, this I thought about this question. I thought about asking. I didn't know if I was going to or not, but I will. Why not? You guys really gelled together well as a team. You guys all, you know, seem like to be a great group of friends that all just love each other. But kind of a funny question here. I was wondering if when you first got here to Hartford and met the guys, was there anybody you were a little bit unsure about when you first met them?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Me and him actually talk about it all the time. Mason Hicks. I remember I got there, and I just remember I don't know why I got this feeling or whatever, but I just got this feeling that he wasn't going to be the nicest guy ever. And as the season went on, we're still best friends and we still talk. And anytime we can see each other, we see each other. So we grew up and we formed to have a really good friendship and stuff like that. And Joe Clancy as well kind of took me under his wing when he got here. I've made really anyone on the team, honestly. We all still text on our group chat and stuff like that. We all still have that bond, and it's just great that we can still like continue to talk and stuff even after a lot of us aren't even going back to the same school.
So then when did you, I guess I'll shift gears now into, you know, why we're here in the first place, and that is when did you find out you were going to be signed? I know you talked with the Padres before, but when did you really find out it was going to be a sure thing?
There was a couple of days before the draft, I talked to the scout and then the scouting director there. There was talk about it. And then Monday, I knew I wasn't going to go the first round, but Monday I opened my phone. The scout texted me. He was like, hey, keep your phone on you today. Never know. Obviously, that didn't happen. And then Tuesday, I was on the board for Tuesday, and then they just ended up taking a couple more pitchers. So... they were in the 18th round as it happened. You know, I was kind of getting down on myself a little bit, and I was like, damn, but, whatever, just go back next year, work even harder and stuff like that. And then, his name's Danny Sater. He ended up calling me when they were in the 18th round, and he was like, listen, this is what we got for you. And then, I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Nice. Yeah. So I guess you kind of answered my other question there. I was going to ask you if there was like a possibility of you getting drafted, or they were kind of just like, hey, we're not going to use the pick on you, but we do want to sign you. But it was kind of up in the air.
Same thing happened last year. I was there was a possibility at high school as well. The free agent thing didn't really make sense much sense to me last year, just because I knew I was in high school still, and I was going to go to college. But it felt it was the right time. You know, I loved Hartford and all things they did for me. I just felt like I was ready to start my professional career.
So then I guess when... I'm a huge fan of Major League Baseball. I'm not sure how this all works firsthand and everything. So just kind of take us through from the very beginning, the first time the Padres ever reached out to you how did that happen? And then to now getting signed, what has the interaction been like with the team?
So the scout, Danny Sater, he reached out to me, I want to say, after my junior year, after I came back from TJ. We obviously didn't play my junior year because I had TJ and then COVID hit. So our high school season got canceled. And then we just grew. I mean, we grew to have a good relationship. My senior year after I graduated, I went to a couple of their workouts that summer. And he's done nothing but good for me throughout, like, this whole process and stuff like that. Always kept me in the loop. And, like, any other questions outside of baseball, I mean, he's always been there for me. Someone I definitely look up to, and he's just always had my back and always put in a good word to the Padres organization for me.
So then, I guess, I was going to say, I'm a big fan of Major League Baseball. Yeah. Are you big into the whole, like, watching Major League Baseball? Do you know about the Padres at all, or kind of just doing your thing?
I mean, when I was out there after we got done in Colorado, about a week later, I went out to their stadium. They had like a pre-draft workout type thing, and then I got to see two games out there. I wasn't big big familiar with the Padres, obviously, and their players and stuff like that. But as the draft came up, I've definitely been studying their team and seeing what's up with that.
Yeah, I was curious about that because I've seen a lot of like these guys that go in the draft and everything. They've just been so focused on themselves throughout their career. They don't really keep up with Major League Baseball. They don't really care about it all that much. But I was curious about that one. And then, of course for you, the last few days have probably been crazy, but how about for like you and your friends and family as well? What's that been like as a whole group?
I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, growing up, you know what I mean? Like I said, everyone knew that it's what I wanted to do. And school, I wasn't always a school guy, you know what I mean? So in my eyes, I mean, I knew not that baseball was the only thing I had, but I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I mean, going back to just like friends and family and stuff like that, last year it didn't happen, obviously, and everyone was kind of down. And I mean, I was down myself. And then this year, just I went through a lot this last year. Coming from, I mean, I took a big step. You know, I was down in Florida for like a week. I had a full ride at State College of Florida, and then I didn't like it there. It just felt weird being so far away from home, and I was just glad that Hartford gave me the opportunity to come in and play baseball for them. But everyone's super excited, you know what I mean? But super excited, but at the same time, now I get to restart my baseball process. This is just the beginning.
So was there like a little, like you see on the video sometimes, so like a little mini draft watch party just in case or anything like that? Or
yeah, I was down at the beach. One of my dad's buddies, he played for the Orioles, John Parrish. It's like it was his best friend growing up. So I'm really close with him and his family. So I was down at the beach this week because I knew I was going to be stressed out and stuff like that. I knew I wasn't going to want to be sitting in my house all freaking day. So I just went down to the beach, relaxed a little bit, and we came back from the beach early the days of the draft, and went back there and all watched it. So they were all there when I got the call.
Gotcha. Nice. I was gonna say, have the last few days been more stress and wonder about whether or not, or was it more exciting that you had the chance to go? I guess
It was definitely a lot of stress relieved, obviously, because now I know what I'm going to be doing for hopefully a long time. I'd say it was definitely more stressful before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I guess you were talking about how you went to Florida and how it was kind of weird being that far away from home. I was thinking about that too, is, you know, you're not far from home, but you're, I guess, away from home here at Hartford playing.
Yeah.
But do you think that, you know, kind of experience with that helps you going out to Arizona, or is moving out to Arizona a whole new ball game, leaving friends and family behind?
I mean, no, it definitely had definitely helped me a little bit. I mean, that conversation definitely did come up about me obviously leaving, and I was just, I mean, it's not, in my eyes, it's not the same at all. You know what I mean? Cause this is my career now, and this is what I want to do. Not that it wasn't before, you know what I mean? But, Now I've worked my whole life for this, and I'm just ready to go out and prove myself now.
Well, certainly had a great season here. It was a great Hartford offense, no doubt about it. But you certainly,
100%.
For me, one of the guys that every time you came up, it felt like something might happen. And a lot of times it did. You hit 377, 10 homers, you drove in 44. Great final season here at Hartford, and just really... just congrats on getting the call, getting the opportunity. I am super excited for you, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
I'm certainly going to look into a jersey once you get assigned and stuff like that. I was talking about it on my show earlier, and I was telling my dad too. I was like, I'm hoping he makes it all the way, because please give me any excuse to buy a Padres jersey. I love those things.
You have to send me your address. Maybe I'll send you one.
Sounds good. Well. Thank you so much for coming on. Good luck out there. Certainly we'll be keeping close tabs on it, and hope good things come your way.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
No problem. We'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye.